Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. The material discussed in this program is for information purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a recommendation for investing or as legal advice. Each person has his or her specific situation, circumstance, and objective, and should consult their own personal advisor or counsel. It's Thursday morning here on KSJE, and time to check in with Jason Kelcote from Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation, who is here with all the economy news from the week. Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. And so what's been going on? I guess trade?
Yeah.
Is one of them.
Yeah, trade is one of them. One of the big movers yesterday was oil.
Right.
Oil and gas was in the news a lot. Oil was down about 1.5% yesterday to $56.27 a barrel.
Okay.
After the reports came out that OPEC Plus was not looking at cutting production this year. Again, OPEC Plus is a little bit more than just the OPEC that we commonly hear about.
Okay, that includes other countries, more than just the regular bloc countries, right?
Exactly, exactly. OPEC is about 14 members.
Right.
It does have 14 members, actually, mostly Middle Eastern. And then OPEC Plus has an additional 10.
Okay.
And a couple of the real notable ones are Russia and Mexico.
Okay.
That aren't necessarily a part of the core group, but
right.
They're OPEC and friends,
I guess. See. Okay. So they've all agreed on this strategy, I guess, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Not looking at making any cuts in production this year. So kind of took a price hit yesterday. And it fell a little bit more after closing, after a report that the U.S. and China meeting could be delayed until December. There's been more developments in that since I wrote this down.
Right.
But oil supply continues to rise. In September, actually, the U.S. Had its first petroleum trade surplus in 40 years.
Wow.
So U.S. production is really what's been
right.
Moving the oil market in the past couple of years.
Interesting.
And then the prices for 2019, they peaked in April, and they've since fallen about 15% amid concerns about tepid consumption growth, really having to do a lot with the global trade dilemma that we
right.
find ourselves in.
Okay.
And then the record American shale output has also kind of put a damper on the price. And as far as the shale goes, we've had a couple industry pioneers this year really start to sound the alarm that they think the shale production is starting to peak in the U.S.
Okay.
Specifically, Mark Papa, he built this Enron Corp castoff called EOG Resources Inc. Into one of the world's biggest independent oil explorers.
Hmm. Okay.
And he's been sounding the alarm on the shale growth since early February.
Interesting.
That they just don't think it's quite sustainable anymore.
Well, and it's been growing double digits, has it not?
Huge, yeah, huge.
Recently, so it doesn't surprise a lot, may not surprise a lot of folks that maybe it is going to level off or taper off just a little bit. Is that kind of what they're thinking?
Kind of, but then you look at the numbers, and the analyst estimates are for next year,
right.
Between 700,000 and 900,000 barrels a day being added to production.
Still added.
Still
wow.
added. So
okay.
that sounds like a crazy number.
Doesn't sound like a slowdown to me.
No, but then that's actually, even if it was 900 barrels a day, or 900,000 barrels a day, that's less than half of what was added last year.
Okay.
So
by comparison, it is a slowdown. Okay.
Right. But still really rocking down there. The counterpart to this would be that Exxon and Chevron, two of the bigger companies in the game, are really
right.
ramping up production down there.
Right.
So that could create a scenario for some of these little independent explorers really to get bought out. They got in at the beginning when it was really hot.
Sure.
And now that it's starting to taper off a little bit, these bigger companies can come in and kind of swoop
Interesting.
Them up.
And I guess it shows us, too, that these companies have figured out a way to be profitable at these lower prices.
Right.
Or wherever the price is
right.
at the moment. But it used to be that you had to be $100 a barrel in order to put a drill in the ground, and now it's 50 or
yeah,
less.
That's exactly right. And that was part of the concerns, or a lot of the easier wells down there have now been tapped out.
I mean, okay.
So they're having to work harder to get it. Some of them have drilled too many holes, so now the production and the well isn't quite at where it should be.
Performing as well,
yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
After saying all that,
yeah.
Oil is back up today.
Oh, of course.
About 1.8%.
Which is why you can't look away for a second.
No,
yes.
I know. And that's due to optimism over the China talks.
Okay.
You know, we mentioned
now that gets us back to China.
Right, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
So China You know, we mentioned earlier that they were delaying the talks. They couldn't really agree on a location. They were looking in Alaska. They were looking in Iowa, I believe.
Okay.
Now it's more overseas locations again. So we'll see what happens there.
There are some reports this morning that maybe the two sides are agreeing to maybe phase out some of these tariffs over time, and that's some new talking point, I guess, that has sparked some more positiveness in the markets and things like that.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Today, the China said the U.S. would roll back tariffs if a deal was reached. Obviously, it depends on the parameters of that deal.
Sure.
But market optimism, you know, anything about China, is he going to move the market one way or the other? So
right.
We've got it back up today. Oil's back up today on the hopes that the global demand will grow as global trade kind of gets going again.
Okay.
And yeah, we'll see what happens in December.
Okay. We'll have to watch and see what happens. It could all blow up with a tweet. Who knows?
That's exactly
we'll
right.
Just see. Stay tuned, everybody, as we say. Anything on natural gas and the price still where it is?
It's creeping up a little bit. We're
is
at
it?
About 280 right now.
Okay.
So as the cold weather kind of settles in, well, we should see natural gas creep up to that $3, maybe even $3.50 mark,
okay,
where it can be profitable to drill around this area. Hopefully that cold weather, the Farmer's Almanac is calling for it in this area. So
okay. We'll hope that they're usually right. We'll see if they're right again this winter.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Yep.
We got charts and graphs again for the markets, and we can take a quick look. But everything's on the up and up, isn't it?
It is. It is. Everything's looking good. We're up year over year, obviously. And even it looks like we're starting the day up.
Yeah.
A lot. I think, again, this is probably a reaction to the positive news coming out on
trade in China
US
and all that.
And China.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. Are these record closes, by the
way?
Yeah.
Look
to me like
they
are.
Yeah.
So.
We're in record territory right
S&P
now.
S&P 500, same story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Up again. And the line is in green. We're up over where we were last year for sure. You can see that quite easily. And then if you're watching us, everyone, this morning, in the NASDAQ, again, in the green as well.
Yep. Tech heavy sector in the green as well. And everything's looking good as we start to round out the year.
We'll
see how we end up.
All right. All those other economic indicators all seem to be looking fairly well. I mean, people always kind of caution about some of the things on the economy front.
Mm-hmm.
But unemployment is way down still. Housing still seems to be good.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the interest rates things going on. I guess the only other maybe negative thing would be the deficits that the country is
probably
is doing.
The deficits, but you know, everything else, like you said, interest rates are down, which usually is going to spur consumer spending.
All right.
We had really strong numbers in the third quarter coming out showing the performance of the retail sector, which is a big indicator.
Sure.
Consumer spending was fine. Consumer confidence is up.
I mean, okay.
All the numbers are looking good for the U.S.
We'll see what happens then. I know holiday shopping season, if it hasn't started already, it will any day now.
Oh, I'm sure there's some kind of sale somewhere already.
There's a display up now somewhere. You're right about that. So great. Jason, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Always appreciate it. That's Jason Calcutta, everyone, from Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation, my guest here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.